AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis, who's overseeing the Georgia election interference case against former President Donald Trump, has responded to the Trump defense team seeking her removal because of a personal relationship with another prosecutor, Nathan Wade.
Willis hired Wade in 2021 to assist her investigation into whether Trump and others broke any laws as they tried to overturn his loss in the 2020 presidential election in Georgia. Willis argues there's no reason to dismiss the case or remove her from the prosecution.
That's our Mike Hempen reporting. The U.S. is said to be gearing up for a retaliatory strike against Iranian-backed militias, believed to be behind that drone strike last weekend that killed three U.S. service personnel in Jordan. The victims' bodies were returned to the U.S. today. President Biden was there and met with their families at the Dover Air Force Base. A strong jobs report today from the Labor Department in light of the Fed's interest rate hikes. 353,000 new positions added. Reaction from Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick.
This turns out to be another surprisingly robust reading on the U.S. economy and really, perhaps where it counts most, and that is with jobs.
Senate negotiators say they've reached a deal on a proposal to overhaul the asylum system at the U.S. border with Mexico, but its passage in Congress is uncertain. Former NFL linebacker turned actor Carl Weathers has died. He played Apollo Creed in the Rocky movies, faced off against Arnold Schwarzenegger in Predator, and taught golf in Happy Gilmore. Another soaking's on tap for parts of California this weekend as the Pineapple Express weather system returns. This is AP News. Tesla's recalling tens of thousands of vehicles because of a problem with the fine print on the instrument panel.
Tesla's recalling almost every vehicle it has sold in the U.S. The problem is the warning lights on the instrument panel. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the brake, park, and anti-lock brake warning lights have a smaller font size than required, and that can make critical safety information hard to read, thereby increasing the risk of a crash. This recall covers the models S, X, 3, and Y from various years. It even covers the brand new 2024 Cybertruck. The fix is an online software update. Tesla has already started releasing the software update, and owners will be notified by letter starting March 30th. I'm Rita Foley.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.